This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Oh my. So they took us back to church and that was joyous celebration. We'll be marching. I can see brethren dancing wherever they at, enjoying the sounds. New sounds by Joyous Celebration. Radio Pulpit was there when they launched their new album, when they recorded it live. Is it 2 weeks back? I think it was 2 weekends back. And it was so awesome to meet family there. The time now, 15 minutes, just after 2 on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And that's how we played out from our news bulletin. Do remember, I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany Johan Else comes through with something else. Now I'm welcoming a new queen. Today I'm blessed with queens. Welcoming a new queen to the Radio Pulpit family, Pastor Pebisile Todetsi Moruti. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I know you're a pastor, but you're not only a pastor. You're in the marketplace as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're empowering others in the marketplace.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, definitely.
When we met you, we were at DVAC.
Yes.
What was the date? Do you still remember the
20
date?
20 June.
Yeah, Muruti, you have a vivid mind. Like, and now my mind is like, was it the 24th? You can remember.
The 20th of June, 2024.
Yeah. So welcome to the Radio Pulpit family.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Mm. We normally say we don't have listeners, but we have family. So if you would say
beautiful
listeners, they are the ones who are going to say, Sibongile, why are you leaving Muruti to say we listeners? So welcome, my queen.
Thank you so much.
And today we are talking about time with you. We were just talking now with Mama. Okay, we started with Mama Dr. Ivasiobi. We came with Mama Paul Kupe, and we were talking about possessing the gates with Mama Paul Kupe. And earlier on with Mama Dr. Ivasiobi, we were addressing or answering the question, is it possible to live for Christ, a Christ-like life? Is it possible to, or is it hard? And I think so many of us are taking things easy. We see God waking us up on a daily basis and we think we have time in our hands. And this is what we're talking about today?
Yes.
Mm.
Time.
We think we have a lot of it.
And we actually don't. That's the interesting part.
You know, when my father passed away, I remember my mom counseling some young people in marriage, and she would use these words, and she would say, enjoy your marriage, love your spouse, give it your all, because time is very shortened.
True.
You would be married for 30 years, it would feel like you were married for 3 days.
Indeed.
So if they're asking you for tea, make that tea with love and joy. Give yourself, you know. Don't complain. Do it with love, because 30 years can feel like 3 days.
Sure.
And you would wish, you will keep saying, I wish I did this. There is no time. This is what my mom would say. So we think we have more time?
We don't have more time, but we have enough time to use. I believe that when God called us to this earth, he allocated time, knowing that we have the ability to make use of it the way he designed it.
Hmm.
When you think of time, time is defined in two ways, the chronos time and the kairos time.
Mm.
We spend so much of our lives in the chronos time because that's where our daily schedules sit.
So that's why our mind says you have time.
Yes, because that's where the clock is ticking.
Mm.
The minutes are passing, the days are passing by, the years are passing by.
Mm.
But what we are not realizing is that there's an important factor in time called kairos, which is the appointed time for important things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that kairos time determines how your chronos will unfold.
Hmm.
So without finding specific important times or appointments in your life, you are most likely to live a fruitless or meaningless chronos time, which is your daily life. So it's very important for us as people of God to be mindful of the time that we live in, because that time is not coming back. I'm reminded of the Comrades Marathon.
Yes.
When you run a marathon, you are told that if by a certain time,
you
by 2 hours, 45 minutes, if you have not passed more than 18Ks, you get cut off from the race.
You don't even get a medal.
Yes. Because the understanding is that the chances of you making it to the finish line are close to zero. And that's how serious the element of time is. And the most important thing for a child of God, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, puts it well. There's a time for everything. But while we understand that scripture very well, we still spend time doing other things at the time we should be doing other things. So if the Bible says there's a time to plant and a time to reap, there are some that will spend more time planting and not even realize that now it's time to reap. So the kairos comes as an important element to help a child of God focus their energy on that important appointment, which will then determine how you then live the rest of your time in life as a person. So now, Sesibongile, the most interesting thing when I was looking at the issue of time for me as a child of God, as a mother, is that we are in a season where the young feels they have enough time and the old feel they don't have time.
Time is running out.
It's running out, right? Which is true. So it means then there's a gap in that. Because if the old think they have enough time and the they don't have enough time and the young feels there's limited time, or it means then there's a problem because we are not balancing the equation. It means when you are young, there's something that's wasting your time and wasting your focus, where you end up thinking, I still have time to do certain things. And when you are old, there's something that comes to remind you that you should have done this yesterday. And that's where the issue is, that I'm reminded of Jesus. The Bible says, Paul in Galatians 4, he says, in the fullness of time, the Lord sent his son. When Jesus came on earth, there were many attempts. It was known that he came to die for the sins of men. But many attempted to kill him before the time. And as a baby Jesus, he had to be protected from that. When he was old, the Pharisees were looking for him. He had to hide because he knew that, yes, I'm here to die, but I need to die at the right time. And so as we live our lives, we need to be conscious of at what time do certain things happen in our lives. We need to be conscious enough to know that I shouldn't be here, I shouldn't be there at a particular time. We need to know that there are appointments in life that we cannot miss because they will determine the rest of our chronos time. If we miss those appointments, if you miss that hour of prayer that God had appointed for you, you've missed your entire destiny. It could be for some. So it's very important for us to be mindful of time. But I'm also bringing another element of saying, in time, when you are in Christ, you are not managed by the clock that ticks. We have Sarai, who was a victim of time.
Yes.
But because of God, she became a victor even in that process. I know of a man called Zachariah. The Bible says he was told that your sickness is unto death. You're not going to make it. But he challenged the situation and said, Lord, and God added the time. That's the miracle of time. If you use one of our fastest trains in South Africa, it does not wait for anyone. You get to the station, the door closes, it's gone.
If you're not there, it's gone.
You are not there. That opportunity will not come back. Somebody missed an opportunity to go to school. They cannot undo it anymore. Somebody used to be categorized as a young person, but they are not young anymore, meaning they cannot access certain doors by virtue of age. So time is against them. They've become victims of time.
Sure.
And that is...
Is there a way of redeeming that time? Because as you say this, I was just thinking that most of the times if you are delayed in something, God puts an idea in your heart and you have this idea, you're pregnant with it, you go around with it, you talk about it, but you never implement. And then before you realize it, time has passed and you're wondering, how am I going to redeem that? How am I going to do it? And for you to come back, it takes many years. It's just like when they say if a bill is passed, it will take other 5-8 years for the bill to be reversed, if it has to be reversed. And this we see happening in the spiritual as well. How do we redeem the times?
We cannot make it without God. We need to be first rooted in the Lord and His word and in prayer. I know I've just made an example of Zechariah, who said to the Lord, I have lived well before you. Which means in his own context, he was worthy of more time. He used his life to buy the time that he needed. But as for us, we are not even worthy enough to deserve extra time in this game. But by the mercies of God and the grace of God that is still sufficient for us, if we are found in the right place, which is the presence of God, have a relationship with God, so that, because the chances of you missing the time again are very high. Those chances are very high if you are not going to have God who will speak to you through His Spirit. So the same reason that made you to lose out on your time is not gone. So you are still the same human being. You still have the same capabilities, the same thoughts. Nothing has changed. Change only comes through Christ. Catching up with time, it's through the word, it's through prayer, it's through faith, it's through understanding who you are in God, in Christ. And that will change your perspective, and that will change your patterns, and that will change your thoughts, your thinking system. That will change how you perceive life. By so doing, you are coming closer to functioning as a different person compared to who you were 5 years ago. So it's very important for every child of God to be rooted in the word of God, because the word of God is light unto our feet. And God will help us to navigate through life. You remember the 10 virgins? They got the idea, like you were saying. They got the idea. They understood what they should be doing at a particular time. They were prepared, but not enough prepared. And according to their mind and ability, the oil they had was sufficient. But had they had a better connection with the one they are waiting for, they would have known better. They would have been better prepared, because He sees what we cannot see. He makes known the end times from the beginning. He could have said, "Hey man, this oil is not sufficient." And they would have gone to prepare upfront. But because they went there with their own.
So He nudges you.
He does. Absolutely, that's what He does. And it's very important for us to be able to learn to hear Him when He speaks. Because we run out of time, not because the time did not come. Time came.
Opportunity came.
But you were not there.
Sure.
You may have been in South Africa. You may have been in the church building. But you were not there.
But when it comes to time, isn't fear also... can I call it a stealer, a thief of time?
Yes.
Is fear a thief of time as well?
The biggest. And the reason is that in the presence of the word of God, there's no fear. The Bible says when the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. I'm blessed to be coming from Care Bible Church, a church that preaches the word. And that's one of the strongest weapons that any believer needs to be rooted in the word. Fear is our biggest enemy, because fear brings a lot of doubt. Fear brings a lot of disbelief. Fear always compares you with other people. So fear is a spirit that looks down on you. So before you say, "I'm not capable," you first doubt yourself. So fear is the biggest enemy of time, because people have seen opportunities pass them, but they did not find themselves worthy because they live in fear.
So what is important is, who do you listen to?
Important. You have to have a voice that speaks into your life, and it can only be God.
We sang a song and said, "Whose report will you believe?"
Yes. Who has the final say in your life?
Whose report will you believe? Because His report says you are free. His report says you are healed. His report says you are at the head and not the tail. But whose report will you believe? And so we, most of us, present ourselves like Gideon.
Yes.
I'm the least in my family. How can I be?
Sure. I'm reminded of the children of Israel when the spies...
We are small in their eyes. We are like locusts.
Yes. Yeah. So they were saying in their eyes, it's not the enemy saying it. It's me saying it, that in the eyes of this giant, I'm like a grasshopper.
You know, you're reminding me of a scripture that was shared also by now I forget her name. And she says her son was so afraid, and he was known as the best in, I think it's basketball, something like that. He was known as the best, but he was afraid of the opposition because last time they played with the other school, those boys gave them a tough time. And so he was walking, he says he was like bent, you know, and he was shy. He didn't want to take his shoulders out until they passed a group of young boys who said, "Is that so-and-so from that school who did this and this and that?" And then his posture changed.
Sure.
And he started walking like a champion. And he knew from that. So the problem is that we don't know who we are.
Yeah. So it's important who speaks into our lives. It's important that every child of God must hear the right word. All of us, wherever we are, there's a lot of noise going on. Everyone is speaking. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a book. Everyone has a sermon. Everyone has a motivation. But who speaks into your life? So we have to make it our duty to read the Word of God, because the Word of God is what will bring us to our full potential. Once we find ourselves in the Word, we will not doubt ourselves when we are faced with the world.
Am I able to can tell what time is it in my life?
Yes, if you are in God. He helps us through the Holy Spirit to discern. He helps us through the Holy Spirit to understand the times, like the sons of Issachar who understood the times.
Mm.
You are able to discern a time in your life. You are able to know places you should be in and places you should not be in. If you allow yourself to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, a relationship that's not only activated during a worship service when someone starts a song, a relationship that starts in the secret place where the Holy Spirit can talk to you and you can hear him and be able to make decisions from there. And that's how it influences your daily living and how your life in totality turns out. Because I'll make an example with me.
Yeah.
There's so many things I've done. You know, there are people that grow up in the township. I'm from Katlehong. And you find that there are people that are told from a young age that you are going to be the best something.
Mm.
You are good at what. You are the best in this and that.
Mm.
I was never lucky to get people who would tell me such things.
Mm.
And it was important for me to find myself. And luckily for me, I grew up in church and I was taught there's a man called Jesus who knows us better. And by getting closer to the man, I found things that no one has told me about.
Mm.
To a point that there's certain things that I find myself doing and even surprise myself and say, "But Jesus, you are full of jokes." Me, this one. Because he has a way of revealing us to ourselves.
Mm.
And that is the only time we can conquer fear. We can conquer the issue of time, the issue of delay.
Pastor Pepsi, somebody talks about the wave. And this person says you have to know what wave is coming. If you are in Durban, in Cape Town, and you look at the surfers, whenever a wave comes, they wait, they anticipate.
Yes.
And they know the height, like everything that's going to come with the wave.
Yes.
But they wait for the wave. And when the wave comes, they ride on the wave. And this person likens our time with God, our seasons with God, like the wave. How can you be aware of this? Would God reveal, "I'm coming, there's a wave coming your way as well"?
Yes. And God comes in different ways.
Okay.
I like the wave example because when the wave comes, you see it. So you don't just wait for the wave.
So kamudimo mara. Now sometimes you don't even see.
and that's why we must spend time with him
in the presence.
And he may not talk to us directly. He may speak through others.
Yeah.
There are people we've not paid attention to, but they've been speaking. Maybe because they don't hold the right title. There's a child who's been saying something, but because they are not an apostle, they are not a bishop, the message is not as strong. So sometimes the wave comes and overwhelms you, because while it's coming, you are facing the other direction.
You were not aware of it coming.
You were not aware of it. Or maybe you see it, but you don't know what to do with it.
You are not prepared.
You are not prepared. So when it comes, you are not sure if you should go down or up.
And somebody says, when preparation meets opportunity.
Yes. I like it. Ecclesiastes puts it well. He says, the race is not only for the swift, nor the battle only to the strong. So you can have all the muscles and look fit for a battle.
Mm.
But without the right preparation and the right time, your muscles are not useful at the moment.
Mm.
So it's important for us to be ready for that time. The wave is coming. It's not turning back. You have to be ready and know when to ride on it.
All right. So my question, when we come back, I just want us to take a break, is then what do I say to the Lord in prayer if I've lost time? And there's so much that I have lost in that time. There's so much I could have achieved, but I didn't. And looking, the groom is almost at the door. Oh, I think I have it all. I think I have time. And I think the Bible talks about those ones who really think they do have more time. But let's come back and talk to Pastor Pepi Sile some more. And family, you can welcome her. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. And you can also talk to us. We'd love to hear your comments, your questions on 012-334-1322. Alternatively, our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. And our SMS line, 37871. We are streaming live on Facebook. Do join us. We'd like to hear from you.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, this is where you at on 657 AM. It's harvest time. Nqubeko Mbatha featuring his wife and Ntokozo Mbambo, harvest time. And you are listening to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Do you remember at 3 o'clock we say goodbye with Pastor Pepi Sile? And you are going to have Germany Journals on something else. He'll continue with you on Spectrum. No, Exin Vili, yet. He wrote something. I hope I'm saying it correctly. And he says, song, what I remember the Lord on my soul. Okay. Vili, I think you were celebrating the song that we gave to you. Thank you so much. On this liefer e on Skuening. Andiswa Belegazi Mtlomelo says, it's important for a child of God to hear the right word, emphasizing what Pastor Pepi Sile was saying. Amelia Mikatekotela, ha, my queen, how are you? Where are you? Wow, you brought us some people that we lost some years back. Okay, they were listening but quiet. Amelia, hello, Mrs. Taylor. And she says, hi, my queens, enjoying the conversation on time. Shout out to Pastor P. She says, I'm reminded of John 9, verse 4. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. So true. And she says, may we never miss out on the opportune time that God has given us to do his work. God bless you, Amelia Taylor from Pretoria. Wow. Wow. Okay. I know she's also a daughter to Mama Pearl Kube. And now you're with Pastor P as well. So I'm so blessed. Tobela Matabata says, we are blessed to listen to Pastor Pepsi. And Tulani from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe says, welcome, Pastor Pepsi. The message about time is so eventful and so specifically meant for me. It's so good to have you. This is Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. Ah, that's so sweet. That's so sweet right there. Thank you for welcoming her. Boba Bunkosi, Ngenani Pela, Nani Ngenamugele, Lendlovukazi lena. Tepani Musisinyani says, we here with Pastor Pepsi le khabotsotetsi. Ngiyakutshela bayakubongelela nokukubongelela. Praise the Lord for that, and thank you to everybody who's tuned in. Lindiwe Msutwana says, greetings in the name of Jesus. Wow, this message is meant to me. Thanks to Holy Spirit to speak to me. I want to know his voice, but I have doubts. Please help. All right, we're coming to that, no, Pastor Pepsile, just now. Let me quickly read the message there from Kenzie. Greetings, Bongile family, Pastor Pepsi. I thank God for your life. May the understanding of time be revealed to more in our lives. Revealed more in our lives. Thank you so much for that. So how do I, before you come to the question that I asked about what do we say to the Lord in prayer, and those who feel that they have lost time, and those who feel like I have all the time. Before we go there, how do I hear the voice of the Lord Holy Spirit when he speaks to me?
I always say, if you want to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit during your prayer time, if you feel something speaking, write it down. It could be your thoughts, could be your mind, could be your heart. But you, because at the time you don't know the voice. The Bible speaks about Samuel, that when God called him for the first time, he kept on running to Eli. and he said, you have called me. Mm. And Eli was surprised. No, I didn't call you. Go and sleep. And God called him again, and he went back until Eli realized that it could be the Lord. Then he said, the next time you hear his voice, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Mm. So it comes with practice. You have to learn to hear the voice of God. You have to learn. Other people would call it instinct or a voice in me, a small voice in me. Those small voices, learn to write down. And every time you pray, you'll get a revelation. And it's also important to have an Eli in your life.
Mm.
We need to be guided.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ngobeni Group and Project. Hi, Maruya Snisha. Ubani wase Ngobeni Group and Project. Ati uPastor Pepsi le umshana wami.
Yes, that's my uncle.
And he says she is welcomed. That is awesome. So talking to those ones who feel they have lost time, I'm running out of time, could have achieved this, could have done that, but time was not on my side, and I'm almost just about. What do I say to the Lord? Can I go just like the king who asked for more years and said, Lord, but I've lived right? What should I say to the Lord?
Our problem is expectation. We normally make a judgment, or we judge how our lives have turned out based on what we expect from life.
So we listening to the world.
Yes. So okay. Somebody has set standards, and based on those standards, we think this is how things should be at a particular time. And yes, there is someone who has missed out on time.
Mm.
I'm reminded of Jeremiah 29. You know, our favorite verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you,
says the Lord. Yes.
But prior to that, he's talking to people that are in a crisis.
Mm.
They're in Babylon. They're in a place they don't belong to.
Mm.
He's talking to people that he said to, you are going to stay here for a certain period. So until 70 years comes, I will not come for you. However, when you start from the top, he says, I want you to stay here, but I want you to plant vineyards. I want you to hand your children for marriage, build houses, seek peace. And he says, and I will be found by you as the Lord. So meaning the situation is not conducive, but God has an expectation that certain things should still continue in your life. So it could be that you are behind time on a certain area of your life, but there are other elements that cannot afford to stop. So that's one. We should be careful not to focus on the one and kill the nine, right? So it's very important to have that alignment. And second to that, to God, God is the one that knows the future. That's why when he speaks to Jeremiah, he says, tell them that I know the plans I have for them, and the plans are not to harm you.
Mm.
And that's a promise I want to give you this afternoon, that the plans of God are definitely not to harm us, but to give what? A future
and a hope.
That's a promise for a new time.
Mm.
That's a promise for a better tomorrow. That's a promise that whatever it is that you are on now, today, now, it does not change the good future that God has in store for you.
Mm.
What you need is to stay positive. What you need is to stay in the promises of God. Confess them even when they are happening next door. Confess them even when you think, I don't think I have enough time to leave. I'm on stage 5 of cancer or whatever disease.
Yes.
I don't know that I'll have enough time to ever experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But you have hope in you. The Bible says, hope. Jesus is the hope of glory.
Hmm.
So he is our only hope. We should hold on to him, and he's able to give us the light of day.
Wow. Sure. You're reminding me of somebody who came and shared. She's a pastor's wife. I call her pastor. who was on stage 4. And they told her, you have 3 weeks to leave. And she turned things around. Even on the third week that she was supposed to die.
Hmm.
And they said, no, we can't help you. Go back home.
Sure.
Kiss your children. Love your husband.
Yes.
And make peace and go. And she turned things around together with the Lord because she was spending time with the Lord. So it's doable through the Lord, Holy Spirit.
It's possible.
Oh, Kabelo says he is in Botswana. Kabelo Timothy Motshekgwa. He says, blessed day. How every day I want to hear from the Lord, Holy Spirit. I think I want God to speak to me. So he has this thirst. He has this desire of hearing from the Lord. And before you respond, let me say, Ntepane Musisinyane, hello, saying, amen, Jesus is our only hope. Amen to that. And so with my understanding, Muruti, you start spending time in his word to start knowing his voice, because the word is the one that can teach.
True.
And then you can ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, to talk to you and say, Lord, I want to hear from you. That's the start, right?
Yes, definitely. And we should not be hard on ourselves. Because there's also an element of how you expect to hear God.
Yeah, I want
God.
To hear the way Pastor Pepsile hears.
So there's always an expectation of, I want to hear him a certain way.
Yeah.
But it may not be how he wants to speak to you.
Mm.
If he could speak to Moses through a burning bush, it's not going to be the experience for you.
Mm.
If he's going to show up in a form of clouds for someone, it's not going to be the same experience for you. So first, stop defining the how and lean completely on him. I'm reminded of a woman of God who says, I took 2 chairs and put them in one room.
Yes.
And I said, if you don't come in, I'm not leaving this room.
Yes.
And that's exactly that. We have to be intentional about it. It's not automatic. It's not the goosebumps. It's not the things that we expect it to be, the lightning, you know, the power that you will feel. It could be your experience, but you must not think of it that way. Tell yourself, Lord, I'm in your presence.
Mm.
I love David, because when you read his Psalms, he has a conversation with God.
Mm.
He's always talking. He's always saying, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Restore unto me the joy of salvation.
Yes.
So that's the kind of work that you have to do on your side. But don't have expectation. The only expectation you must have is that I expect God to speak. The how will limit your mind.
All right. Pastor Pepsi, thank you so much for coming through, and welcome.
Thank you so much.
We are trusting God for a beautiful journey with you. And I just need you to just sum up and let's pray for God's people, because so many of us think we do have got time when we don't. So many of us feel let down, discouraged, but we forget that He wakes us every morning saying that shows us that you still can change the situation. You still have a second and a third and a fourth chance as He wakes you up on a daily. And so you can recover that which you have lost. He's able to restore even what the locusts have eaten in our lives. So as we wrap up, we have 2 minutes to wrap up and just pray for the body of Christ in this regard. What do we say?
I would say, as a child of God, make it your ambition to be aware of the time you live in.
Right.
For those that are so determined to think that they have enough time, protect your time with all your power. Make the right choices. Use it wisely.
Yeah.
The days are evil.
Sure.
The devil is not going to take away anything good that God has in store for you, but he can delay you from reaching it on time.
Wow.
So it's very important. That is to the young people. Time is precious.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of it. Be in the right places. Be with the right people that will help you be more conscious of your environment. And for those that are the Sarais of our time who are saying, I'm 90 years old, what can happen now? I'm 58, I'm about to retire. What can happen now? I've seen people start companies at the age of 60. My pastor's wife actually obtained her PhD at the age of 60. In God, all things are possible.
Wow.
So if you are out there and you think your time is up, for as long as you have breath, there's hope for the living. That's
right.
What the Bible says. Thank you. Be blessed.
We don't have time. I thought we were going to pray. I think you have been blessed, family, but we won't be able to pray now because our time is up. We're talking time and our time is up. How do we get hold of you, Pastor Pepsile? If we'd like to talk to you directly, are you reachable?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I am on Facebook, Pepsile Gabu Tsotetsi.
Uh-huh.
On Instagram, Pepsi Tsotetsi. On TikTok, Pastor Pepsi. On YouTube, Pastor Pepsi.
Wow, thank you so much, my queen, for coming through. May God awesomely bless you and may He help us to redeem the times. To those who are calling right now, I can't take your calls. I'm so sorry. It's too late. You see, time is cut now. I'm signing out. Next up is Germany UNLs on something else. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. You and I are meeting tomorrow in the morning from 9 up until 11 on Just For You. Dineo Shamain Musamape. Hello. Time is precious. Sure, siyabonga, Pastor P. Yes, siyabonga. And I am signing out. We love you, Pastor P. Welcome. And
thank
I
you.
See there are others who are still writing messages. I have to sign out. I love you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And we say hello to Germany, Jonas. Leaving you with the sounds of Tony McLachlan, Create in Me a Clean Heart.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.